Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So let's talk funnels, because they're something that is thrown around all the time as a mortgage broker in marketing. People see it all the time. And so this has actually been inspired today from a message I received from a client that said that sales funnel we've been working on is literally working wonders. The streamlined process and time saving is great. And I'll tell you what, I've got so much more spare time. Don't want my clients to know that, obviously, as I don't want them to think I'm not busy, but it's great. And I was a bit reluctant to do it at first, but it's actually not as hard as I thought. That message literally made me so happy to receive, because I'm a big advocate of funnels in your business. But I'm going to explain in this video what I mean by funnels, because it's not probably the way you think they are. So funnels don't need to be this thing that people think, which is this online form. In this video, what I'm referring to as funnel is I'm actually referring to your entire client journey. So if you think about it this way, if you have point A, which is when the client first sees you, so this is first meeting of the client, then that is the first time they actually come in contact with you. Okay? And if we went all the way along to the end, then what you're going to see is, if you go all the way on to the end, you then have the mortgage completed. So if the mortgage is completed from the first time the client actually meets you all the way through to when they complete, there are going to be small steps that are needed to be done in order for you to be successful and get to that end result. And this, by the way, this is the funnel that we are referring to. And yet it is so often overlooked. People could think of click funnels. They think of digital funnels, taking somebody through to a buying landing page. But when I'm talking about funnels, and the funnel we're talking about with clients here, what we're actually talking about is trying to make it easier for a client to go from point A all the way through to point B and not get caught up in the mess. Now, the problem I find for many mortgage brokers is that they get caught up in the middle. It becomes a real mess here in the center as to what it is they should be doing. And actually, your funnel for a mortgage broker is actually very simple. It should be broken up into, to be fair, there's these main points. So step one of that funnel is known as awareness. And this is trying to make the client aware of what you do. So the whole idea of this is trying to make people who don't know you aware of you. If you look at the step two of the funnel, then step two is nurture. And nurture is all about making people who don't know, who now know who you are, now they start to, that they know you, but now they need to like and trust you. Okay. And then step three of the funnel you have from there would then be into the call to action. So step three would be the call to action, which is to book a call. For mortgage brokers, that is literally the only thing that it's going to be. So that's going to be your step three of your funnel. Step four of your funnel will be the discovery call. And that is where you're going to be able to pitch to them, to talk about understanding their needs and understanding what it is they want to do. Step five for the funnel would be mortgage submission. And at that point, that's when you would be talking about trying to pitch them into insurance and trying to really go for the insurance solution. Step six would be the mortgage offer appointment. Again, this would be just making sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And it would also be the time in which you can pitch insurance again if they haven't taken it up. From there, you would have step seven, which is the check-in appointment. And that is 3 weeks after completion. So 3 weeks after completion is the check-in appointment that you can see there. And then step eight of this client funnel would be annual, not spell annual, so we'll try it, annual review. And the annual review would take place a year from when the completion date happened. So from when that completion date happened, it's a year from then. That is the full, like the full step of a client funnel. Like I said, not to be confused with a digital funnel in which people go through and they go through and it's click funnels and stuff like that. This is a different thing. And that's what we talk about with the clients there is, if you actually look at this, if you go through all of these eight steps, they're repeatable. Every client, this is the journey that every single client is going to go through from the moment they meet you through to the point when they actually have finished working with you. And once they've, and now they're in the annual review phase, which means that from there, they're just rolling and rolling. So it's very important. Now, the reason why it's really important is if you don't have a client journey as some form of journey, and again, this journey can be anything you want it to be. It doesn't have to be that exact one. That's just the one that I've seen that works. It can be anything you want. But if you don't have a client journey, then over time, what is going to happen is that people will get bottlenecked and you will not know who you're dealing with, when you're dealing with them. It will be an absolute disaster. And again, like I've said, this happens all the time. I've spoken to so many advisors who've said to me, Ash, when I do this stuff, I'm like, when did you pitch insurance? I pitched it at this point, but so when did you introduce insurance? When did you introduce home insurance? When did you introduce what you're going to do? When did you actually make first contact? When are you making like regular contact afterwards? And all of these things, by the way, without a good funnel, and it is a client funnel, it's a client journey, customer roadmap, whatever you want to call it, without one of those in place, you're going to struggle massively. Because then you can buy all these CRM systems, you can buy all of these other extra bells and whistles, which we've all done and we all do, and that's fine. But BrokerIQ, Active CRM, none of those things are going to help you if you haven't got a solid customer journey first. Those systems are incredible once you have built on top of, once you've got that foundation in and you're building on top of it, that's when they're good. But if you're not doing that, then they're a disaster because they're going to be really hard. Because otherwise, and this is again, I had a conversation with a client recently who we spoke about this in depth, and I said to them, don't think that just because you are effectively, I was like, just because you're looking for this framework that's going to help you, if your behavior doesn't change, then the framework won't help you. It's as simple as that. And I think this is the thing with this specific customer journey. So if you are looking for a solid customer journey as a broker, as I go through it one more time, step one is awareness. Step, which means that it's allowing them to get to know you. So they're going to see you. And once they see you, then that can be, that's, this is marketing. If you know this, all of this is in here, marketing, sales, nurture, client retention, all of it is built into this. Step one, awareness. Step two, nurture, getting them to like and trust you. Step three, getting them to take action, which is book a call. Step four, in that discovery call, identifying what it is they're trying to do, introducing your services across the board, insurance, mortgages, how your fees work. So it's when where you can increase our income. We have the mortgage submission, which is mortgage submission appointment. You should be doing an appointment there where you're telling them through, this is what it all is. At that point, that's when you can talk about insurance properly and actually pitch it to them. Mortgage offer. The mortgage offer is at that point, everything, all the stuff is sorted. The reason you want to do a mortgage offer appointment is because at that point, you've done what other people haven't done in the process, because everybody else is, the solicitors haven't done their job yet fully because it's got to be completed. Estate agents haven't done their job because it's got to be completed. You are the only one at this point who's done that. So it allows you to speak to them, get referrals if you wanted to, and also will allow you to again clear any insurance gaps. If they haven't been able to nail them down in the discovery call or the mortgage in the mortgage submission, you have a chance to get them at the offer appointment. You have a chance to get them in the three-week check-in is just checking how everything is going. Have you paid your first payment? Is it all making sense? If you just let them move into complete and then you see them in 5 years' time, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to think, who is this person? You don't want to do that. You need to make sure you're staying in contact with them. And then the final one being an annual review, which is every single year, speaking to them about what is happening and has there been any changes. And if you follow that easy customer roadmap, that will be a customer for life. It's as simple as that. If you want to go learn more about this, you can check out the blueprint, which is, I can say, available for free. Just go and check out in the description here. You just go in the Mortgage Marketing Blueprint, and it's a 7-step blueprint to market your business. And the initial part of that, awareness and nurture, which is all covered in there. So go and check that one out there in depth. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free Mortgage Marketing Blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then It would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.